afternoon, Ghana's economy expands by 5.1% for August 2025 in new monthly GDP estimates release. Government cautioned against financing its flagship infrastructure project, the Big Push Agenda, with loans. And later on, food chain players in the aquaculture sector lament limited investments and government support to the sector. We have details of these and more for you. Please stay on. Thanks so much for staying on. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojubaka. A look now at our stories. Ghana's economy grew by 5.1% for the month of August this year. That's according to new Ghana Statistical Service monthly indicator of economic growth. According to the Ghana Statistical Service, the growth for the month of August was influenced by strong performance by the services sector, which expanded by more than 4%. Government statistician Dr. Alhassan Idrisu has been giving more reasons on other drivers for this growth.
Agriculture expanded strongly at 7.4% compared with 2.3% last year. So again, the agricultural growth for August is much higher than what obtained in August last year. In fact, a tripling, more than a tripling of the growth rates. And then industry contracted by 1.8% following the revised July contraction of 3.1%, down from an expansion of 9.1% recorded in August 2024. I would like to wrap up by emphasizing but essential, which is that these numbers are not just statistics. They are early signals that helps the country act with clarity and with confidence. The monthly indicator of economic growth gives a timely view of how the economy is shifting, so policymakers, businesses and households can respond to real conditions, not guesswork.
You heard government statistician Dr. Alhassan Idrisu there. Now, government is being urged to exercise restraint in financing the Big Push agenda through additional borrowing, warning that the approach could worsen Ghana's rising debt outlook. Speaking on the sidelines of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry's National Post-Budget Review Seminar here in Accra, partner at accounting firm Deloitte Ghana, Yaolate, noted that relying heavily on loans for such a major initiative could worsen our debt situation.
What I see government intending to do is to spend more on infrastructure to drive growth. But what we would like to caution is that this big spend in infrastructure should not be on the back of borrowing, which has been our biggest problem. Our debt to GDP ratio has reduced significantly from 65% to now 45%, which is less than the 55% threshold. And so if you're going to do things like the Big Push, it should not be at the back of expensive borrowing, which we've seen in the past, where government has borrowed from commercial markets, which are relatively more expensive.
Yaolate is a partner for strategy and partnership at Deloitte Ghana. Now, Director of Budget at the Ministry of Finance, Isaac Farikwe, says Ghana is on course to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals by the target year. Speaking at a stakeholder engagement, Mr. Farikwe expressed confidence that the country's ongoing programs are yielding the desired results.
Tracking the SDGs forms part of the integral part of government's commitment to inclusive and sustainable national development. It allows us not only to demonstrate progress, but also to identify the gaps and challenges that may hinder achievement of the goals, so that corrective measures can be taken in a timely manner. The report outlines developments at the global level, highlights policy interventions put in place by government, and presents specific progress made by ministries, departments and agencies, as well as metropolitan, municipal, and district assemblies. Developing the report is more than just tagging and tracking of budgetary allocations.
Away from that, the Association of Ghana Industries is making a case for government to support industries in the acquisition of machinery to support green initiatives. Member of the Economic Committee of AGI, Eric Dafo, made the call in an interview with Joy Business at the KPMG UNDP Post-Budget Forum here in Accra.
We already have some industries that are struggling, and therefore we see them as low-hanging fruits for job creation. Because of the need to go from brown to green tech, some of them have to change their equipment and modernize. but the cost of capital and its availability is a disincentive to that. And as a result, they are struggling to use plants and equipment that are consuming energy, which is not cheap, and they cannot retool. But if government wants to move the economy forward through industrialization, then it must be deliberate in supporting such industries to quickly retool under the 24-hour economy policy and create jobs.
Players in the logistics and transport sector are being advised to support government in addressing the many challenges confronting the logistics and transport value chain. According to Transport Minister Joseph Bukari Nipe, this will help position Ghana as the preferred trading hub in West Africa. He was speaking at the SILT Logistics and Transport Conference.
Logistics and transport service providers must implement policies that ensure that goods are produced, transported and distributed to the final consumer in the most cost-effective manner. A significant step towards achieving this is to identify and address the factors that confront the logistic and transport value chain, including high transaction costs, complex cargo delivery processes, excessive charges, and crippling demurrage penalties, as well as inefficiencies resulting in longer port turnaround times, among other issues.
Joseph Bukari Nipe is the Transport Minister. This is still the Joy Business Report. Players in the aquaculture sector are lamenting limited investment and government support to the sector. The aquaculture sector is said to contribute just under 1% of Ghana's GDP, and there are calls for deliberate policies to improve the sector's fortunes. Today on Food Chain, my colleague Jesse Iremagwakpo has been engaging agribusinesses in the aquaculture industry.
Fish remains the backbone of Ghana's animal protein intake, accounting for roughly 60% of total animal protein consumption. Yet, despite this progress, the sector's contribution to GDP remains modest. In 2023, the aquaculture subsector contributed only about 0.12% of Ghana's GDP. Many agribusinesses say the aquaculture sector continues to face serious setbacks, from inadequate infrastructure to limited investment support.
I mean, not many large-scale investments is happening in the sector. Most of the investment are small ticket sizes. The input materials like maize, like soya, is not a lot abundant here. And then the knowledge of farming fish as well is still in the early phases. We are doing a lot of trainings all over to make sure we are able to bridge this production.
Despite these concerns, industry players are optimistic about government's plan to establish an aquaculture development fund, an initiative they believe could bring much-needed financial and technical support to the sector.
So far, the industry is private sector-led, and we've been doing all the dirty jobs. The government should be taking the lead, and we are so happy they have decided to do so now. Their supporting us will play a very important role to help to amplify our effort to drive the development faster than it's been so far.
Others, like AfriSet Enterprise, believes Ghana's aquaculture industry holds immense potential, not just for economic growth, but for improving nutrition and food security.
People are moving to healthier food options. And so fish farming to produce table-sized fish is the order of the day. And the sector is promising. However, there are some few challenges with water quality monitoring. And so for us as a service provider, it will be good for farmers to be able to determine the quality of their water so that their fish can survive, their fish can grow well, and then produce the flesh quality that is required.
As Ghana moves towards building a resilient blue economy, stakeholders say collaboration, innovation, and strong policy support will be key to unlocking the full potential of the aquaculture sector. That's it for today's edition of Food Chain with me, Jesse Eram Agbapo.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Grateful serving you. I am Pius Kojubaka. Ignition is next.